Welcome to Carlton's Cartoon News, where we talk about cartoons on streaming services and networks, so on and so forth. Also, pilots, reruns, marathons, and other stuff like that. Also, I just want to say, this podcast was recorded on May 27, 2021. So if I specifically say this day and this podcast comes out on a later one, just know it was recorded specifically on May 27, 2021. Got that? Okay, let's get on to the news. Let's first start off with new series coming soon. First one being Smiling Friends. Smiling Friends is a show about a small company dedicating to bringing happiness to the world. The first request was about Pimp and Charlie, the two main characters, I think, trying to get a woman's unhappy son to smile again. Yada yada yada, they try to make him smile, he plans on killing himself, yada yada yada, doesn't kill himself at the end, gets happiness by killing someone else or something, some purple thing, I don't know what it is, who stole another character's cheese. Yeah, maybe I went monologuing on that for a bit too long. Anyway, the show has been officially picked up by Adult Swim and is soon to premiere later this year, so I can't wait to see how this show turns out. Smiling Friends coming to Adult Swim later in 2021.
When you need cheering up, there's only one team to call.
Oh, hello. Are you the Smiling Friends?
That's us, ma'am.
They'll turn that frown upside down.
Hey, little buddy, how are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
oh
whoa, whoa, whoa.
And around and around.
My precious piece of cheese has gone missing.
Adult Swim is proud to announce Smiling Friends, coming later this year.
Now get out there and make someone smile.
Time for our next renewal, or new series that's coming out soon. Let's talk about Batman Caped Crusader, coming to HBO Max and Cartoon Network. It says on the Warner Media press room page, HBO Max and Cartoon Network have greenlit a straight-to-series order for Batman Caped Crusader, an all-new animated series and reimagined of the Batman mythology throughout the visionary lens of exclusive producers Bruce Timm, J.J. Abrams, and Matt Reeves, and produced by Warner Bros. Animation and Bad Robot Productions. We haven't got a specific date, but I would say that it would be either, let's see, maybe late 2021 to 2022. I can say it might be late 2022, but it can also be early. It matters on how long the animation writing and production takes. So, yeah. But that's not the last news for DC Animation. HBO Max and Cartoon Network are making a new Superman show called My Adventures with Superman. Here's the news on the Warner Media press website. HBO Max and Cartoon Network announced today a two-season series order for My Adventures with Superman, an all-new kids and family animated series follow the action-packed comedic and romantic adventures of Superman and Lois Lane. Produced by Warner Bros. Animation and based on characters from DC, My Adventures with Superman catches up with a 20-somethings Clark Kent, the bright and driven Lois Lane, and their best friend Jimmy Olsen as they begin to discover who they are and everything they can accomplish together as investigating reporting team at the Daily Planet. The news was announced today by Amy Friedman, head of Kids and Family Programming, Warner Brothers. Now let's go on to other news. First news I want to talk about is Amphibia. Amphibia has officially finished its second season and is currently getting a third season since the season 3 theme has been showed at the end of episode 20, I think. I was able to watch the finale, and it's really fun. If you haven't watched Amphibia, I would suggest to watch it right now. And also, if you can't watch it because you don't have cable, good news! Amphibia is coming to Disney Plus on June 4th. And speaking of renewals, Invincible has been renewed for a second and third season. For some who don't know what Invincible is a show about Mark Grayson, a guy who's just average, except that he later gets his powers and his dad is the most powerful superhero on Earth. He soon has to learn to live up to his dad's legacy, and he also learns that his dad may have a dark secret. Watch as it gets uncovered later in the show or the season, I guess. Anyway, I guess it's getting renewed, so we can wait for season 2 to see how the show's gonna be. I hope it doesn't decline in quality like other shows that get hyped up, but then later they suck. Anyway, let's get on to the next news. Also, for our final renewal that we're gonna be talking about is The Owl House. The Owl House has been renewed for a second and third season, with the second season coming out later this June. The date is June 12th, so I guess I can wait for that soon. I have nothing to watch during that time. I'm gonna quickly tell you what the plot of Owl House is. So let's quickly get through this. The teenager stumbles upon a magical portal where she gets into this crazy realm full of all types of creatures and whatever. She befriends a rebellious witch and a tiny warrior named King. Despite not having magical abilities, she wants to pursue her dream in order to become a witch. It reminds me a lot of Gravity Falls, where it's just a series full of hijinks and also having a overarching plot. Don't get me wrong, I did watch the Rugrats movies, all three of them, but overall, I just do not like this CGI look. It's not bad, but at times it can look wonky. Okay, it's not bad. I can say it's decent for what it is, but if you're talking about in general, at times it can look really bland and wonky, especially reminding me of a lot of Camp Coral, where even though it's not necessarily bad, it can look really bland and the shading just looks horrible at times. The shading in this show doesn't look as bad as Camp Coral. It still looks pretty okay. So the CGI or the animation is fine for what it is. It's nothing good. It's nothing amazing. It's nothing bad. It's just okay. The plot of Luca is set in the beautiful seaside town of Italian Riviera. The original animated feature is a coming-of-age story about one young boy experiencing an unforgettable summer filled with gelato, pasta, and endless scooter rides. Luca shares these adventures with his newfound best friend, but all the fun is threatened by a deeply held secret. He is a sea monster from another world just below the water's surface. Luca will be later coming to Disney Plus on July 18th, and I'm excited because it's Pixar's very good studio. They mostly make good movies. Next is The Boss Baby. The Boss Baby Family Business is coming out on July 2nd, 2021 on not only theaters but Peacock. I guess Peacock's now trying to go the HBO Max route where they might promote movies on the same day. But anyway, the plot of the movie is, now adults, Theodore Templeton and his eager strange brother take a magical formation that transforms them into babies for 48 hours. Together, they must now go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning fellow toddlers into monstrous brats. So yeah, that's the plot.
My new movie has what parents want. Action. Fire. Mystery and maybe something a little risque. Upgrade babies to ninjas. Throw in a pompous pony. It practically wrote itself during my tummy time shiatsu massage. How about a strong female character? We've added a lady exec to the top floor.
Going up? Wait a second.
Bosses wait for no one.
Grow up.
The Boss Baby Family Business. Rated PG in theaters and streaming on Peacock July 2nd.
Not gonna lie, I'm not really having expectations for this movie. Not gonna say it's gonna be bad, because I know that DreamWorks can make good sequels to okay movies. But overall, it's The Boss Baby. What do you expect me to feel? It's just, last one was okay. It had good stuff inside of it, but it was just a mostly okay or just mediocre movie. That's my opinions on this one. Yeah, I really don't have that much to say. I don't really have any other movie news to talk about, so in order to end off this podcast, or this news thing, whatever I'm gonna call it, we shall talk about the last thing, which, even though really, in general, even though it's kind of cartoon related, not really, it's still really important to a lot of Disney shows, that Disney is going to shut down 100 international TV channels this year. This article is on Cartoon Boom website, so if you want to see it, I'll probably link it in the description of the podcast or the video. So yeah, Disney's shuttering of linear TV channels continue apace. The company plans to close 100 international networks this year, on top of the 30 in shutdown in 2020. So Disney Plus is really doing much better, and just Disney channels doing horribly. This, even though I don't really care too much about Disney Channel, because there's nothing I really watch on there, and I just mostly use Disney Plus. Whenever I do use Disney Channel, it's just to watch a lot of the new cartoons. At the same time, this is kind of sad. Because imagine having a channel that was up for so many years, and then just having it shut down due to, it's just not doing well, or streaming's taking over. One of the biggest things I feel people over-exaggerate is that cable is dying. I don't think cable is specifically dying. In some areas it might be, but everywhere, not really. There are still channels that are doing well on cable. I don't see it shutting down any month. And I don't see cable shutting down anytime soon. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I feel that people kind of exaggerate the point when there are still tons of programs that do well on live cable or just regular cable. So I just feel like it's a really exaggerated point. Nothing else, nothing less. Just please stop saying it. Okay. Well, I guess this is the end of the podcast or the news thing. I might plan on making more of these sooner or later. Thank you for listening to this. I'll see you all in my next one. I think you should be able to listen to this on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast, on also other platforms too. So when I find out if you can, I'll link it in the description. Thank you for listening to this if you got all the way here. Thank you. And I'll see you all in the next time. Or next time, if there even is a next time. See y'all. And I'm out.